Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's the anniversary.
Fives and Grind, everybody out there, welcome to another episode of Body and Soul with your host, Ty Slatter, and I have a very, very special guest with me this morning. I got Mr. David Jones, Ball State Daily News, on me this morning. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, man. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, man. How you feeling out there, man?
Oh, man, it's another day, another dollar for me, man. Today is my internship day, so here in Indianapolis, about to get some work done and head back up to school. So it's another day, man, another day to grind.
Amen, amen to that, man. So, you know, just, you know, introduce yourself to the audience, let them know who you are and what you do, man. Just give me a little brief introduction for them.
Absolutely, man. I'm an Indianapolis kid, man, born on the east side, you know.
Right.
I'm 16, you know. I'm up there. But a little bit what I do is I'm a sports journalist. So what that entails is I do a little bit of video, a little bit of audio, write. That's my bread and butter right there. Been writing for Daily News for about 2 years. So I've been covering the Ball State basketball team the past 3 years, so I've seen a lot of improvement with them. And right now I'm interning with ESPN Radio in Indianapolis. So I'm just doing a little bit, whatever I can, man.
Okay, good deal. Can you kind of explain exactly what it is that you do, kind of just break down what, you know, I know you're a news reporter, but kind of just break down what you do as far as sports and you know, kind of give them a rundown of a day in the life of a daily news sports reporter.
Oh, yeah, man. Right now I'm a beat reporter. So what that means is that I cover the Ball State basketball team regardless of what happens. If it's an off day and somebody gets injured and they send out a press release, then I'm covering that part. I'm working with one of my other guys. His name is Ryan. He covers more of the gamers and the day two coverages, and I try to strive more on the features. So what that means is that if it's a game like yesterday, we lost by 10 at Toledo. He puts out the first story or whatever. And now, since I'm taking more of the day two coverages, I'm going to put out a story today talking about, hey, we've lost by 10, but this is what happened, stuff like that. So I'm more in depth. Just something to keep it fresh all season long, because the season's about to end here soon. So,
unfortunately, man, I love basketball too, man. I hate to see the season go so fast.
Yeah, man. And you know what, man? Ball State's been doing so good this year, man. We're 18-10 now, compared to season's past, 5-25 and 7-23. So, big shout out to them, Coach James Whitford, for getting that program turned around that quickly. I'm very impressed.
I am too, man. Got the Cardinals. Go Cardinals. Can you kind of let the people know out there, what's your inspiration? What inspires you to want to, you know, be involved with Ball State sports?
Absolutely. My story is kind of unique. Like I said, I'm 6'10", so I play high school ball or whatever, and during my sophomore season, I'm a pup. I'm ready to come back. I did AAU for the first time. Come to find out, I got a heart condition. They basically caught it in time because they said if I would have continued, my heart would have ruptured. So basically, it's a situation where I had the game taken away from me. So I struggled with it, like, my high school career, like, the last 2 years. I'm like, man, what am I going to do with my life now? And then it's when I became a ball boy for the Indiana Pacers. I'm like, man, I see what I want to do is I want to be a journalist, because I see everybody coming down with their suits in their hand and everything. And I'm like, man, well, I like suits and I like to talk. So there you go. So from there, I got involved in Ball State in my freshman year in 2012 and took off, man. It's been a complete blessing that I've been able to find my path.
That's a good – actually, I had a similar story. It's funny you brought that up. You said about sophomore year in high school, right?
Yep.
That's kind of the same time that I actually put down basketball as well and, you know, tried to find another way around it. So I could definitely feel that, you know.
I respect those who've made the league, man. I've been in contact with a few people in high school and during my high school years in the league now. So I'm like, man, I got to have connections with people that's in the league, like Gary Harris. I've talked to Yogi Ferrell before. I mean, like, it's crazy because you see them, they're national names now. It's like, man, I never would have thought of that.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy when you think about it. That kind of leads into my next question is more or less what's your take on the state of sports reporting today? Since you've been doing it for about 3 years at Ball State, like, you know, Do you feel like it's good? It's in a good space? Do you feel like there's things that can improve on? Like, just kind of give your opinion on that.
I mean, man, it's so, the platforms that we have today, it's so easy for anybody to do anything. I remember one specific story I remember. I can't remember his name, but the Cavaliers PA announcer. He, I believe, if I'm correct, if it's the same one, this is the guy that was homeless, and somebody had found him because he was on YouTube, and somebody heard his voice. It gave him a job right up the street.
The guy with the announcer voice. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, man, it's a testament to show you how powerful that we have it nowadays, because people struggle just to send in their audio, send in their video just to get a job or interview. So for us to have social media, Vine, Snapchat, and all that, man, we have it so easy. We just get out there, do something, and hope for the best, you know? Somebody discovers talent every day nowadays, and it's crazy.
I mean, I guess we could both consider that a blessing. I mean, body and soul is the same way. It's on a platform that you wouldn't expect in this, and it was very easy to put together, and anybody could do it if you're passionate about it. So I completely
understand that. You know me, and you had to talk about that last night. So it's like, man, I appreciate the dream, because it's one of those things where if you don't even have effort, then you're not gonna cut it in this business. So it's like, man.
Absolutely. I definitely want to give a special shout out to everybody at Ball State still trying to chase that dream and that passion, to help put this together. Especially my girl Janessa, who helped put this together for me, helped put the plan together and everything. And just really, it's something that I wanted to do. I didn't really know exactly how to go about it, you know. So to have somebody put together kind of a vision and me being able to put, like you said, put forth the effort to, you know, to give the great content, to try to inspire people each and every morning that I'm on. You know, it's a blessing. It's an honor to even be able to do this and actually have people listen. You know, I'm very grateful, very, very grateful. But yeah, absolutely, man. Can you kind of I've seen the Ball State Daily News studio before. When I was going there, they had just finished it. So can you kind of give a visual of what it's like in there? Like, is it really busy? Is it like a team? Like what's the Daily News studio like before you go on the air? Is it like really busy, really complicated, or is it real smooth?
Man, the way, if anybody has been to Ball State before, we've been in Ball Communication. I want to say the basement, but it was actually the first floor. It feels like a basement once you get back there. It was so packed in back there because we had everybody on top of everybody, desk space wise, and just elbows next to each other. Now this room that we have is on the Arts and Journalism building, and it is beautiful, man. It is probably one of the best things about Ball State nowadays for a journalist.
I'm about to say, wait a minute now. You know WCRD Studios held that title for a long time.
Yeah, WCRD Studios, ain't no knock to that, you know. WCRD Studios are beautiful because it's just more than just that radio booth. It's like the whole building. It's like it is encompassed inside of Letterman Building by itself. So I'm like, man.
Right.
WCRD is actually bigger than what you think.
Exactly. When you walk in there and see it's got two studios on the same side, you're like, whoa. Then you got other studios across the hall to do more audio recording. Then you got the NPR studio, across the hall. So it's like, it's beautiful.
Man, when they said it, Ball State is one of the top 15 schools in journalism, they don't play.
They don't play. I agree. I think, and it's funny you brought that up, because when I first came to visit the campus, I fell in love with the Letterman building. And that's really what convinced me not to go to IU, because IU was my second choice. And I ended up just coming to Ball State really off the Letterman building alone. So now, fast forward, you know, 3-4 years, when the upcoming students come to Ball State and they see that new Daily News studio with that glass and that beautiful desk that y'all got set up for y'all, for the studio, I think that'll have the same impact, if not a greater impact, possibly, on the incoming students coming in going forward in the future.
I didn't have a second choice. Ball State was always my first, and it's crazy just because when I found out what I wanted to do in high school, I'm like, man, where should I go? As soon as I look online, Ball State University is right there. I'm like, all right, well, this is where I'm going. I was like, that's settled. put in my application, and then February night, man, it was on the top of me.
I feel you, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus. I'd encourage anybody that's interested in journalism, news, whether it be news, radio, television. Ball State is definitely, if not the best place to go, one of the top best. Yeah.
One of the best, man. Our nursing program is very good, man. Nursing and teaching. If you got one of those three in mind, go ahead and check us out.
Absolutely. That being said, what advice would you give an up-and-coming news reporter or, you know, somebody that's interested in the news or doesn't really know? They may have an interest in reporting, but they don't know if they want to do sports, if they want to do current events, or live on the scene. What kind of advice would you give them?
If you don't know what you want to do, I suggest that you try all of it anyway. And we're in a business where, like right now, like we had the Elkhart Truth come last week, and they were looking for people that can do a little bit of both. They want somebody that can do a little bit of sports, a little bit of features, a little bit of hard news. The hard news is nothing but your breaking news, your politics, your top of the newscast stories, basically. And it's so crazy because there's such a need for multimedia journalists now, which is somebody that can do it all. Like, can you take a camera out there to the field and shoot your own stand-up, come back, edit it, write a short story to go with it, and be ready to be an anchor at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever. It's such a strong need for that people should try anyway, you know?
Okay. Now, we obviously know your personal favorite sports report because you gave your story on how you connected to the sports. Does that take now, based on your experience, does that take away from you doing any other type of news? Do you get a chance to do any other type of reporting besides sports, or do you just do strictly sports now?
It's not a matter of do I have a chance. It's do I want to. It's more of that. If you don't have the passion to do news instead of just, like, I'm 100% sports. No, it ain't no 100% sports. I'm 90% sports, 5% hard news, 5% feature news, you know. It's whatever I can get my hands on to get my name out there right now. I'm in that stage. Obviously, yeah, I like sports, yes, but I'm not going to sit there and downgrade anything else just because it's not a sports story, you know. That would be less humble for me because I'm not supposed to be here to tell you this story right now, you know.
Now, I feel you on that, and I just wanted to kind of make sure that the audience understands that don't limit yourself. You may love a particular section more than another, but that doesn't mean don't take any opportunities granted. You take everything and be thankful that they offered it to you.
I put it like this. Just because you got a favorite tool in the toolbox don't mean that all those other tools are not yours that you didn't buy, you know?
There you go. I like that analogy. I like that. That's a good way to put it. You know, you might have a favorite tool, but your favorite tool might not be the one to get the job done as good as another tool. Don't count out everything else you may have in that toolbox. I like that.
Exactly.
Well, with that being said, man, just let the listeners know really where they can, you know, update with you. You know, anywhere that they can find you. You know, as far as social media or live events, and you know, any other
words
that you want to give. You want to give our young entrepreneurs, man, you know, just feel free. The floor is yours, man.
Man, I'm on Twitter, man. DK Jones, BSU, is one word.
Okay.
You can check my stories out, ballstatedaily.com, and search my name, David K. Jones. Look up for my name, you know. DK Jones on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, David K. Jones. Just one of those guys where graduation's coming up, so I'm just chilling in the cut, really. As I like to say,
right?
Yeah, but for the young entrepreneurs, man, just keep a vision. Keep a vision and stay and find some source of motivation, you know? It's one of those things in the world where we're becoming so old so fast. Like, they always talk about, oh, you young kids. The next thing you know, you look up, you're 25, 26, and with nothing to do. So just keep a source of motivation and keep a vision.
I like that. Now, one thing I forgot to ask you about, because you did mention this earlier, you're doing an internship at ESPN in Indianapolis. Can you kind of, you know, kind of talk, you kind of give us a contrast or comparison? Is it the same as Ball State Daily News? Is it different? What's the difference between the two?
This is actually completely different. Because it's a radio, I'm not even dealing with newspaper. What I'm doing is I'm assisting live talent. So today I'll be dealing with the Grady and Big Joe show with Michael Grady and Big Joe Stasniak. I'll be dealing with them, and then I'll switch over to Dan Dockage. So everybody loves Dan Dockage for some reason. Oh, I love that guy. I love that guy. I'm like, man, well, he's more popular than what I thought. I actually started to touch on top. My boss was like, wait, you're with Dockage? I was like, yes, sir. He's like, cool. So I'm like, man. I was like, but I record the podcast. I record the interviews that we have. So, like, today is Wednesday, so we're going to be interviewing Butler's coach, Chris Holtman. That's a weekly segment with Dan Dockage. So I already know I got to look forward to that about 12:45. But okay. I usually just try to do what I can to stay busy, man. Like, if it's running copies or answering phones or researching anything, I'm just always on the computer back with them, man. I'm hoping to get on air so I can talk about Ball State sports. But, you know, if I don't, hey, my time there is very grateful, and I'm very humbled to be there.
Okay, so is the environment at ESPN the same? Like, is it as busy or congested as Ball State was at one point, or is it smooth sailing?
Man, it's probably my toughest semester all school year long.
Okay,
graduate here in May, so I'm like, man, it's like everything that's boiling in that pot of greens, everything's boiling to the top right now. So it's like, man.
Okay, man. With that being said, man, I really just want to thank you for, you know, blessing us this morning on Body and Soul with your presence. And appreciate your words of wisdom for the young entrepreneurs out there listening, tuning in this morning. Once again, you can follow him at DK Jones BSU on Twitter, BSU's Finest on Instagram, David K. Jones on Facebook. And check out his stories on Ball State Daily News website. Can you go ahead and get that website to him one more time for me, Chief?
Yeah, it's ballstatedaily.com, and then you can search my name on the top right, David K. Jones. Right. You should see a list of all my stories that's been published within the last, I want to say, year. I'm not really sure, but you can check out both of my stories, or just go to the sports tab on it.
All right, man. Anything else you want to give to them before you go, man? And this is just, I mean, if not, man, that's pretty much it.
Sports, man. One of the things where you get down nowadays, you got to find something to keep you going, man. Just find something to keep you going. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Mr. David Jones, Ball State Daily News sports reporter, ESPN intern, hopefully future sportscaster. I hope to see you on SportsCenter eventually at one of those great shows on ESPN. That's a great company.
Hopefully, man. Somebody got to get the Bills paid, so hopefully.
I know that's right, man. You got to do it for the East Side. What you say, East Side, right?
Oh, yeah, man. You know we got to do it, man. We come up from Arlington. That's where we at.
I know that's right, man. Hey, you take care of yourself out there, man. Stay blessed, and we're going to go ahead and get him back into his music, man. So have a blessed day, man.
You too.
All right, man. All right. Once again, you can follow him at DK Jones at BSU. You know, check out the Ball State Daily News website. David K. Jones, we're going to get back into his music. It's Tyrese Lely right here on Body and Soul.
I can't imagine life. long, so they was locked in the penal. Meanwhile, they be bumping in the club. Can we get freaky tonight? Show 'em love. Puffin' J Dub, platinum stats, plush oriental rug, then platinum plaques. Come on.
Love on the line.
Thank you.
was Jodeci with Stay Right Here on Body and Soul. Before that, we played SWV, Someone featuring Puff Daddy. And I just want to give a special shout out to Janessa out there to help create this show. Make sure you follow it. @Janessa on Twitter, Instagram. Check out our website, Janessa, Janessa.net. We will be posting that on Body and Soul. Check out her music, follow her. Get her followers up for me. And up next, we got Drew Hill. Get his name right here on Body and Soul.
Walk by me every day. the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I pull up, anticipating good love. Don't keep me waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I've never seen, girl. You know what I mean. Let me take you to a place nice and quiet. There ain't no one better.
Right there with Nice and Slow right here on Body and Soul. Make sure you follow the Twitter at Body and Soul Radio. And once again, shout out to David Jones for being a guest this morning. Make sure you follow him at DK Jones BSU. Check out the links. Check out the link to JanessaJanessa.net. Gotta support the people that create this show and bring it to life. We gotta give a shout out. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. @I'm_Janessa. SoundCloud _Janessa. Everything's @I'm_Janessa. Great music. Check it out. And we're gonna go ahead and play Aaron Hall, Let's Make Love, right here on Body and Soul.
Hey, girl. What you doing over there? Laying down thinking of me, huh? Guess what, baby? I'm doing the same thing. I'm just sitting down looking at this chilled bottle of wine.
Come on over to my place. Baby, baby, All right, and that was Aaron Hall. Let's Make Love right here on Body and Soul with Ty Slash. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Special shout out to David Jones. Make sure you check out Janessa, Janessa.net for me. Follow all the links I sent to you. We're posting everything up on Body and Soul Twitter. So follow Body and Soul Radio on Twitter. TySlider.com. The episode will be posted. If you missed it, it will be posted on TySlider.com. Once again, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Until next time, be inspired. Stay blessed, and we out.